I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About. Today, let's talk about a problem that comes up in our industry and other industries too. And it's that certain people get kind of put on a pedestal because they create a system of working a certain problem. And that people who want to follow that system becomes like a recipe on how you fix things. And the problem with it is that when the recipe is not working or when it doesn't address the issue in the way that the person is hoping it will, they don't know how to adjust. And they need to go back to that person and pay them more money to learn a new recipe or an adjustment to that recipe so that they now know what recipe to apply to their dog to fix the problem. And I see this in the dog world. I see this in the horse world. I think it's pretty common anywhere where we have someone putting out information and systems on how to address things for any kind of behavior problem or training problem.
Right. And I sometimes see it go the way too that person comes up with the system. They might say how well it worked for some certain type of dogs. And then somebody who read up on the system or listened about it, they go try it on their dog and it doesn't work. And then, rather than this person becoming someone that was highly spoken of by that individual, they might be like, well, no, that system's stupid. It didn't work for my dog. Right. It can go both ways. And, you know, maybe they do go back to that person to try and get additional information, or they're just like, well, no, they told me the system was going to work and it didn't. And, you know, I always tell people when they ask me, well, how do I fix this problem? And, you know, it's the answer that everyone loves. And the answer always is it depends, right?
Yeah.
If there was a recipe for dog behavior problems, you and I would be out of a job very quickly.
Yeah, and then we could just go do fun things. Like, I don't know, train Frisbee.
Exactly. We do that all the time.
there'd be no behavior problems to solve if there were recipes. And in the dog communities, I think Facebook groups have really kind of fostered this. And that if you belong to a certain group or you've taken a certain course, and now you can post in there and say, hey, how can I use those training games to address this problem or this training challenge? And it creates a whole collection of humans from all over the world who are following those training plans but might not understand the why. And I think for our students, a big thing you and I do is we want people to understand why we use each game in each instance, or why we might make modifications to each game in the instance. And if people understand the whys, not just the recipe, not just that one game, but if they understand why we're doing the things and how it's affecting the dog's arousal or how it's affecting the dog's frustration or learning path, then they can learn how to make changes themselves. And that's my goal. My goal is for my students, and I focus on reactivity and aggression. So my goal is for my students to not need me, for them to feel confident and say, hey, I see this in my dog. I need to get them from point A to point B mentally or physically. It could be like an actual moving from place to place. How can I help them get there without them going over threshold? And the more tools we give them in the toolbox, and if they understand how the tools work, then they're more likely to be able to make those on the fly choices for themselves and for their dogs.
Right. And with my sport dogs, I also have similar goals. I mean, a lot of times in sports, people might be coming back to refine mechanical skills or early learn new strategies. But when I'm dealing with sport dogs that have reactivity issues or they're shutting down, I do have the same goal. I want them to know the why. A lot of times there's arousal issues in there, and I want my clients to understand what that looks like when their dog's going over threshold, strategies they can use to lower it, so then they can go out and have a great performance. My goal definitely is never, you know, people have to contact me every month or every time they have a trial and be like, oh, my dog went over, like it was barking and spinning the whole time and I didn't know what to do. I want them to have those tools so that I don't need to see them again. All I want is happy updates of how well they're doing. And, you know, they don't need me anymore.
Oh, I love the happy updates. And I made a post of probably, I don't know, it could be a year ago now. Someone had contacted me and they said, it was a reactivity client. And they said, can you please call me? And that was my message. And in my heart, my heart dropped. And I made a post about that. Like, I was like, oh no, this dog, something happened. It's always negative. When clients come back and give you updates, it's often negative. And since I made a post about that, I have so many clients that just like check in. I might've seen them 3 years ago or 2 years ago or 6 months ago. And I'm getting these emails now that are like, hey, this is so-and-so. I'm thinking Jasper in particular here, and look at how great he's doing. He made 3 new friends today. And I'm getting a lot more of those now so that when I get someone messaging me, I don't automatically assume it's because of a bad thing anymore. I love those updates. Please keep sending them. They make me so happy. And I think people just didn't realize that we want to hear from our dogs, even if they're doing well. And we do. I literally still think about dogs I worked with 10 years ago.
I know. I really do. I just made a post the other day about one too. And I really do mean it when I say it makes my day. And it is funny how, you know, positive reinforcement can apply to us just like dogs. How, you know, we get messages and previously they're all negative. So we see a message and we're like, oh gosh, I don't want to read it. I don't know what it is. So yeah, everyone listening, keep sending. Keep sending the good stuff because it really does make my day. Yeah.
Me too. Especially if there's a cute picture attached. Not gonna lie. So back to these recipes and idols. I think it kind of creates, if we just have, and I mean, it's important. Recipes are important to lay it out step by step so people can follow it. But we also want people to feel comfortable adjusting those recipes as necessary and understanding why and how. So when we have these groups of people all following similar things, it can kind of create really strict evangelists. And I had an instance where I posted some training of a modification that I'd made to a popular training game. And I posted, I think it was on my TikTok. This was quite some time ago, but this has been brewing in my head for some time. And I posted the game and I was playing a modified version and I kind of explained why. And I tagged or I gave credit to the initial person who kind of put that out there. And I said, hey, I'm playing a modified version. Well, I pretty much got hate mail. Not from that person, but from people who are followers who said, you're not doing it right. How dare you? And I was like, whoa, relax. This is why I'm doing it. And it was really negative to the point where I am very hesitant now to give anyone credit. And I think it's nice to give credit, but I don't want to give credit for a modified version and then get a lot of negative comments or PMs about it, about how I'm not doing things right, because people don't take the time to learn actually what I'm doing and why I've made changes.
Right. Well, and I mean, honestly, too, it's how we grow as a profession, you know, too, like multiple, you know, someone creates an idea and then someone else adds to it. And it is really sad when we get so isolated and want to protect an idea. and then a lot of other people follow that. And it's just like, no, it's this strict idea. And, you know, it is when we, you know, dog training is never black and white, right? It's always a whole bunch of gray and colors and all getting blended together, because it is so different in every scenario. And that is why the why is so important. And it's important for us dog trainers to be open to different whys and hows as well, and apply our knowledge and then also what other people are saying and coming up with, because that's how we grow, right? It's and I think it's very important.
And I'm always, and I know you are too, always taking classes from other dog trainers, usually online because of my schedule and where I live. But we're always learning from other trainers, and we might not even believe 100% in what they're doing for our challenges, but we take little bits from everybody and then we make it work for us. So learning from each other is so important. And I love it. I love, love, love it when other trainers come to me for learning opportunities. And then we can have such cool discussions because they have a different background or a different learning history than your average pet person. I love my pet people too, but other trainers, I love it when they come to me and then they want to take things from what I'm doing and incorporate it into what they're doing.
Yeah. You can never learn enough, right? And I do think it's an important part of being a professional is that you're continuing to elevate your skills and staying up to date with current ways of thinking, science, all that stuff.
Yeah. And it's so important because our industry, learning theory, learning how dogs learn is always changing. Yeah. And like there are people that in the 90s or 80s were groundbreaking. They made such big strides for us in positive reinforcement training, but I wouldn't use those methods now. Right. But at the time they were absolutely groundbreaking, amazing, amazing stuff that they did. And if we didn't keep learning from that, if we stayed there, you know, that wouldn't be so great for the industry. But we're always building on the teachings and learning and the things that other people have figured out. So I think it's an exciting time for our industry too, with the opening of the internet. So, you know, through the pandemic, online learning now is just amazing.